This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill on safe gun storage gets its first hearing at the state capitol today. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The bill would require safe storage of firearms to prevent children or people who are ineligible to own a gun from getting a hold of one. Failure to do so would be a Class II misdemeanor. The bill also contains several provisions for licensed firearms dealers. They would have to provide a trigger lock with every gun they sell and make customers aware of the safe storage requirement. The bill is supported by a range of health and suicide prevention organizations. It's opposed by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado casino revenues are down from a year ago, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Casinos pulled in more than $62 million in revenue in January. That's about 9% less than the same time last year, but higher than the previous month. January's numbers don't include table games, which were shut down due to the pandemic. They reopened at the start of February. More than $10 million in taxes were collected in January. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Former crew members of the USS Pueblo will share $2.3 billion for what they endured while imprisoned in North Korea more than 50 years ago. The freighter was seized by the North Korean Navy in 1968. 82 American prisoners were tortured and used for North Korean propaganda for 11 months. Each of the crew members will receive around $3 million from the U.S. government. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.